All right, well, let's talk about your progression along this career. After you tested out those wheels, you met the two gentlemen with NHS. And so what was your first role with the company?
Oh, you're a genius. Great question. I was a amateur skateboarder who was promoting those wheels and eventually Santa Cruz Skateboards. I had formed a team called the Santa Cruz Skateboard Team, a local team. And we would go around the Western United States doing demos and showing how fun skateboarding could be. I mean, they, you know, five people or 500 people would show up, usually at shopping centers. And the whole point was to showcase how skateboarding is a healthy, fun activity and, you know, should not be made illegal in every town in the United States, which is where the path was going. So we would do demos, and I ran this team. Well, that was all for free. And finally, I had the courage to walk up to Richard Novak, who was the owner of NHS. And I said, "Hey, can I have a job?" And he looked at me and said, "Timmy, nope. We have too many floor sweepers already." And I was just devastated. But like any good, you know, 16, 17-year-old, I ran to his business partner, Jay, and said, "Jay, can I have a job?" And Jay said, "Sure." Much to the dismay of Richard. And I said, "Great, Jay, what's my first job? I'll do anything." And he goes, he hands me a cut-off broom handle, wooden broom handle, and he points to a table and he says, "See all those Road Rider wheels? You have to stuff two bearings into each wheel." I said, "Great, I'll do that." Well, that year we did over 6 million wheels.
Oh my
And
God.
I had to stuff 12 million bearings into 6 million wheels that summer and winter. So that was my first introduction. And I guess what I, you know, my advice is when opportunity comes crawling, you know, up your doorstep, take it, take it, take it. Don't go, "I don't want to do that." If you are being offered a foot in the door of something that you really love, it doesn't matter what they offer you. It could be the dirtiest job ever, but take it. So that was my first job, stuffing bearings and then, you know, stocking shelves and then finally graduating to putting product in boxes and shipping it out. I learned how to operate the UPS machine and work with FedEx and then eventually got into, sales and design and silk screening. And I like to say there are probably 1,000 jobs at NHS in a skateboard company. I've done probably 999 of those jobs, mostly well, because that's how I advanced. But the one thing they never let me do is work in finance and count the money. I'm really good with making skateboards, but don't let me deal in accounting. I'll let the pros do that.
Yeah, it's I guess safer for the finances there.
I spend money really well, but the rest of it, no. So, but there are so many. I guess what I'm trying to say is there are so many jobs, and my career path went from bearing stuffer to silk screener, and you know, another opportunity raised itself, and instead of shying away and saying, "Oh, I can't do that," I just had the courage to go, "Okay, I'm up. It's my turn. Let's go." And I was only 20 at the time, which is a lot of, you know, at that age of our listeners who are watching or listening to this podcast, opportunity might tap them on the shoulder. And all I can say is say yes to it.